Welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. My name is Josiah Williams, and here is my challenge for you. As you're listening to the message, I challenge you to remove as many distractions as possible, to write out a few notes and things that stand out to you, and afterwards, share what you've learned on one of your social media outlets. We level up by giving a level 10. Thanks again, and enjoy the message.
Come on, City Place Church. City Place family, I don't know about you, but there is something magical about the presence of the Lord. You stop and you just enter into God's presence. Can we just take just a few more moments in God's presence right where you are? Come on, right in your homes. Just lift your hands. Father, we love you today. There's nobody like you, Jesus. God, we don't push past and just rush to the next thing. But God, when you say stop, we stop because there's something that you want to deposit in us. God, I pray that your hand will remain fixed on our experience together today. God, there are people who are watching this morning and leaning in level 10 this morning that need to have an encounter with you. And God, there is no way that we won't push and grab for your presence. God, change us. Ignite something on the inside of us. There is nothing like your presence. Jesus, we give you full permission to do what only you can do. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I don't know about you, but there is something magical about the presence of the Lord. And I'm getting to hang out with Jorge this morning. I wish you probably wish he could be in your house, but he can't be. He's with me. But I know that God has something that he wants to say to you this morning. And we've got a treat this morning. We've got a treat this morning. One of my really good friends, his name is Pastor Adam Peterson. And just in a couple of moments, he is going to come and he is going to minister God's word to you. And I know that it's going to be life-giving. I'll kick it over to him in just a couple of seconds. But I want to encourage you. There's several things that's happening in the life of our church. We've, one, been praying for you. So I just want you to know that there is a church literally in Orlando, Florida, praying and asking God to show up and meet you where you are. You know, there is something about being a part of a life-giving community of people. People who could speak life into you. People who could encourage you and challenge you. And we kicked off our small group sign-ups. We call them city groups here at City Place Church. And I want you to know that we've got something for you and your family. We've got family small groups. We've got student small groups. Women small group. Men small group. We've got something for you and your family. And hear my heart. Hear my heart. This is not a program that we do. This is us doing life together. The Bible says in the book of Acts, it says that when the people got together, they had all things in common. They weren't lacking anything. And it says that they leaned into friendships and they leaned into family and they leaned into hearing God's word and discussing God's word. And it says this, watch, it says that the church grew daily, day by day. You know, the church is not in a building. You are the church. And so right now, I want you to sign up to be a part of a city group, because I promise you that it's going to be life-giving to you. So go ahead and do that right now. Take out your Church Center app. Look for City Place Church on that app and sign up to be a part. I know that God is going to bless your life. And guess what? You get to be a blessing to somebody else as you live in community. The other thing that I want to tell you about is I want you to mark your calendars for September the 27th, because we get to see you in person. We're going to be having church in the park at our Vista Lakes campus. We're going to be taking our service outside. We're going to be practicing all of the guidelines so that you and I can see each other together. I can't wait. More information's coming, but mark your calendar, September the 27th, 10 a.m. We're going to be having service in person and online. So no matter where you're watching from, literally people are watching all across the world. We've got service for you online and we have it outside. Church in the park, September the 27th. Mark your calendars, get involved in a small group. This is going to be life-giving experiences for you. Well, hey, listen, I've said enough. I'm so excited about this morning. My friend, Pastor Adam Peterson, lead pastor from Rise Church in Jacksonville, Florida, is going to be preaching to us today. He's ready. Pastor A, I'm kicking it over to you right now, and I'll see everyone back here at the end of service. Enjoy service with us this morning. Pastor A, over to you.
What's up, City Place Church? It is so good to be with you. Like Pastor Damon said, my name is Adam, and from Jacksonville, Florida, we are sending our love down to you in Orlando. I know Pastor Damon's been talking to you about the importance of small groups and getting connected and planted in a church, and that's what I want to preach on today. We are in a spiritual warfare in this life. We're in a spiritual battle. There is a very real enemy who does not like God, and he does not like you, and he is out to get you. And today, I want to lean into this idea that in this spiritual battle, we got to have the right people in our lives. In the book of Exodus, we see that God takes a guy named Moses and he sends him to Egypt because God's people, the Israelites, have been in slavery for 400 years. And if you grew up in church, you knew the story. And even if you didn't grow up in church, you probably have heard this story before. Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, "Let God's people go." And after a few times, Pharaoh finally lets them go and God frees his people out of slavery. Not only does he free them out of slavery, he says, "I've got a land already set up for you that I'm gonna send you to that you're gonna be able to call home." It was called the Promised Land. But there was one problem. Some people already lived there. And so Moses came up with this idea of, "I'm gonna send 12 spies to go check out this land to kind of see what it's all about." And Moses said, "Report back to me what you see. How's the land there? Like, can it grow good crops? Do they have walls up? Is it fortified? Is the coronavirus there? Is there a mask mandate? Like, let us know what's going on in this place." And so the 12 spies go and they all come back and they all report a little bit of the same thing, but a little bit different at the same time. All 12 of them said, "Man, this land is insane. This land is beautiful. We have never seen anything like this." Two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said, "The land is beautiful. Like, it's incredible, it's awesome. God has given this to us, but there are some people there, and they're pretty strong. They're definitely bigger than us, but God is with us, and the same God that freed us from Egypt and parted the Red Sea, he's gonna be with us, and he's gonna give us this land." But 10 of the spies kind of had a negative report, and you know the story. They go on to say this, "Man, the land is beautiful, but the people there are so big and they're so strong. There is no way we could ever take this land." They forgot that God had already promised it to them. Here's what they said in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. "Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers." Like, they're so big, we felt so small. And then they go on to say this, "And that's what they thought too." To which I want to have a conversation with the Israelites, these 10 spies specifically, and go, "How do you know what they thought? Your spies, what, did you have a conversation with them? Did you talk to them? Because if you did, you are the worst spies ever." But in their mind, they had already formulated, "We look like this," and that's probably what they think about this too. And so they spread this negative report, and listen to how the rest of the Israelites responded in Numbers chapter 14, starting in verse 1. "That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, 'If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land, the land that he had promised was theirs?'" Come on, they had already forgotten. "Only to let us fall by the sword. Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" Come on, how bad is it getting that they want to go back to slavery? "And they said to each other, 'We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.'" When Caleb and Joshua heard this, they tried to speak up again and tried to remind the people, come on, we know that our God is great. We know that there is nothing that he can't do. They tried to rally the people and to get them to understand the power of God, that God would protect them, that God would take care of them. But this is how the rest of the people responded back to Joshua and Caleb. Numbers 14, verse 10, but the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Like, hey, Joshua and Caleb, if you bring up this whole God's with us thing, if you bring up this whole God will protect us thing, God will rescue us thing, we're literally gonna throw rocks at you until we kill you. How many of you know those are not the type of people that you want on the battlefield of your life? Here's what I've learned from this story. Here's what I know in my own life, that if there is anybody that is keeping you from the promises of God, if there is anybody that comes into your life that's keeping you from pursuing all that God has for you, if they're leading you in the opposite direction, back to slavery, back to Egypt, those are not the people you need in your life. And so come on, today I want to talk about having the right people on the battlefield of your life. Point number one is this. I got two thoughts. You got to let the right people in. In 1999, a movie came out starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. Maybe you've seen it. If you have, just consider yourself a full-on sinner. Come on, somebody. It was called Fight Club. Fight Club. It was a weird movie. It was a different movie. If you've never seen it, come on, go to your local Blockbuster today and rent it and go home and watch it. I don't even know how you would watch it today, but Fight Club came out. And it was basically this movie of this guy that was just going through a really rough time in his life. And he thought, man, I got a lot of anger on the inside of me. I want to take it out some way. Why don't I get a bunch of guys together and we just beat each other up? Come on, it was a typical man movie. And so they formed this fight club of all these men getting together, and they would fight in street corners, and they would fight in basements of houses, and it was this crazy thing. And finally, more people started coming. They started implementing some rules for Fight Club. And the first rule about Fight Club, if you've seen the movie, you know it, is we don't talk about Fight Club. I think the church has kind of taken a similar approach to how we live in our Christian world. And it's this: when you come to church, we don't really talk about what's really going on in our lives. And so what we do is we walk through the doors of a church, or we get together in a small group meeting and we show up, but we don't really let people know what's really going on in our lives, because God forbid we let somebody know what really is going on in our lives, because we think in our minds that they're gonna look down on us. Maybe that's your story. Maybe that's why you stopped going to church at a certain point, because you did open up your life and you did share some of your struggles and people did judge you and they did look down on you and they didn't pray and talk to God and pray for you. They went and ran and talked to other people about what was going on in your life. And what we do here in the church, really in America, is really good, is we show up to church and we put on some of our best clothes at times, or maybe some of you do. Some of you just, you look like you rolled out of bed, but that's okay too. We'll take you. We put on our best clothes and we talk the talk and everything is, yeah, God is good and praise the Lord and yeah. And I walk up to you, or somebody else walks up to you and says, hey, how are you doing? And they respond with, God's good. And you say back to them, I know God's good. I asked you how you were doing. But we don't wanna be honest. We don't wanna let people in. And here's what we need to understand. God knows everything about you and he still wants to be around you. God knows you're a mess and he still wants a relationship with you. I love how Jesus, when he was alive on this earth and he walked, we read it all throughout scripture, he would walk up to the worst of sinners and he would say, hey, I'm coming over to your house to eat. Like, he would literally invite himself over to other people's houses. Why? Because Jesus was okay being around messy people. We have to get to a point where we're okay being around messy people, and we also have to get to a point where we're okay with people being around our mess. We've got to open up the junk drawer of our lives to the right people, not just anybody. That's why I'm telling you, you got to let the right people in. You got to know, I can trust this person. I can share with you what's going on in my life. And I know that you're not going to run and tell other people. That's why it's so important to find the right church and get in the right group to get planted in the right house with God's people who want the best for you, who want God's best for you. You got to let the right people in. I love how Proverbs 17:17 says it like this. A friend loves at all times. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for friends in my life that love me in the good, the bad, and the ugly. They love at all times. And a brother, I'll also add a sister, is born for a time of adversity. Let me ask you, City Place Church, the most ridiculous question anybody is going to ask you this year. Has 2020 been a difficult year? I think we would all agree. Therefore, this is what I know. We're all in the same boat. We might be going through different situations. We might be going through different storms, but we're all going through something. Why don't we do it together? And why don't we let the right people in? This is what small groups is all about. This is what getting connected in the body of Christ is all about. The enemy would love nothing more than to let you think in your mind that you can't be real, that you can't be open, and you can't be honest, because then people are gonna get to know the real you. Well, he's partly right. When you get honest, when you get open, people will get to know the real you, but he wants you to think that's a bad thing, when that is actually a very, very good thing. Because when we open up our hearts, that's when people know how to love us. They know how to pray for us. They know how to encourage us. They know how to build us up. They know how to help keep us accountable. They know how to come alongside. If you just show up on a Sunday morning, you tune in and you watch online, but you don't ever let anybody know what's really going on in your life, how do you expect to grow spiritually? How do you expect to overcome those things that keep knocking you down? You got to get planted in the house of God with the people of God in a group of people. You got to let the right people in so that they can continue to push you forward and closer to Jesus Christ. As we walk this earth, can I share something with you? Can you understand the heart of a pastor, just like your pastor? We don't walk around like this with people. Now, right now, because of COVID, right, we got masks on, we got 6 feet of separation between us. We don't really want to let people in our space, but spiritually, we can do the same thing. We want to walk around like this, because we don't want people to get close to us. Because if they get close to us, then they're going to really find out who we really are. They're going to find out what's really going on in our lives. We can't lead like this as followers of Jesus. We have to live like this. This is how Jesus lived. He let people get real close to him. He let one guy get so close, Judas, that he actually betrayed him. See, what I know is this, when we live like this, it's an opportunity for people to get close, to get to know the real us. And they can help us grow, but it's also an opportunity for people to hurt us. But don't let the fear of somebody hurting you keep you from letting other people into your circle. That's why it's got to be the right people. And I know you may have been burned in the past. I know somebody may have ran, and as soon as you opened up your heart and you shared what's going on in your life, the first thing they did was run and tell 20 other people, and you said, I'll never do that again. And that's exactly what the devil would want you to do. But I'm telling you, there are people in your church that care about you, that love you, that want the best for you, that want to see you living the abundant life in Jesus Christ. You got to let the right people in. Come on, somebody. Can I get a better amen? Let's go. Point number two is this. You don't just got to let the right people in. You got to have people who have your back. You got to get some Joabs in your life. Joab's a guy in the Bible that was a commander in King David's army. And in 2 Samuel, we find Joab in a little bit of a pickle. He's in a tight spot. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, we read this about Joab. It says, Joab saw that there were battle lines in front of him and behind him. So he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them against the Arameans. He put the rest of his men under the command of Abishai, his brother, and deployed them against the Ammonites. Joab said, here's where it is. Come on, this is so good. If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to your rescue. Come on, this is the church of Jesus Christ. We are walking arm in arm with our brothers and our sisters. And if I'm going through something, then I need you to be here for me. And if you're going through something, then I'm going to be here for you. This is what being connected in the body and the house of God is all about. Because you're going to have difficult seasons in your life where you're going to need people to come alongside you and praise God for godly people that only want the best for you. But then let's flip it. Because you're going to have seasons where your faith is strong, where things are good in your life, but your brother or your sister is going to be going through something difficult. And just like they were there for you, now you're going to be able to be there for them. My son is 12 years old. He's my oldest. He's addicted to Fortnite. If you're a parent who got a son or a daughter that's playing Fortnite, come on, I'm praying for you. I'm believing for God to bring freedom and healing in their lives. It's crazy. And if you don't have kids and you're not into the Fortnite world, just consider yourself blessed and highly favored by the Lord right now. My son loves this game. As a parent, you can judge me. It is a shooting game. There is no blood. They don't use the word kill. They use eliminate. And it's a game that he enjoys playing with his friends. And so I don't know if that makes me a terrible parent. You can be the judge, whatever, but I let him play it. And so this game is really a battle royale game of 100 people drop into the map and only one can survive and you come out victorious. Well, I've been watching my son play this game for a while and he's getting really good at it. He wants to be a YouTuber one day. And there's different modes that you can play. You can play solo by yourself. You can play a duo with another teammate, or you can play in what they call a squad. And a squad is you getting four of your friends together and you roll out and you're trying to defeat other squads. I've been watching him play for a while and I thought, man, I could do this, but you know, I'm kind of old, so I don't play video games too much anymore. But my son, I remember when he looked at me one day and he said, Dad, do you want to be in my squad? And at that point, I was like, oh, it is on, dude. I am about to take your squad to the next level. Because back in the day with Super Mario Brothers and Sonic the Hedgehog, like I was the man. And so I said, I'm jumping in. I'm going to be on your squad. And your squad's about to get off the charts. So let's go. So I start playing this game. And in my mind, I'm like, I am about to wreck these children. Because you know it's a bunch of 9 and 10-year-olds, maybe some teenagers playing. And I get into the first match and you can tell everybody's got their own name that you get to pick, and I get eliminated by Jedi Kid 123, and I'm like, I know this is a 9-year-old kid right now that just took me down. I am raging because I used to be good at video games, but I'm not good at this one. I like playing it, but I'm terrible at it. But here's what I found out that I am good at. Because in the squad mode, unlike solo mode, when you get eliminated, you don't just get out of the game. It's called getting knocked. And when you get knocked, you just have to crawl around on the ground. You don't have any guns. You don't have any weapons. You don't have anything. You're just crawling around on the ground. And your teammate has an opportunity that if they get to you in a window of about 30 to 45 seconds, they can come. And if they're near you, they can revive you and get you back into the game. And so I told my son, buddy, I am worthless to you in fighting battles, but if you get knocked, I got you. And so we were playing a match, and he says, Dad, I'm knocked. And I said, I got you. And so I come running, and I revive him. He gets back in the game, and I said, all right, I'm going to go hide again. If you need me to get you back up, I got you. I realized this is what I'm good at. I might not be good helping you win the battle, but if you get knocked down, I can come, and I can get you back in to the battle. This is what the church of Jesus Christ needs to understand more than anything, that at times we're all going to get knocked down. And in those moments, we need people that can come alongside of us and pick us back up and get us back on the battlefield. We need to get the right people in our lives. We need people that have our backs, not people that kick us when we're down, but people that pick us back up and say, come on, let's keep going. Let's keep running after Jesus. I love how Proverbs says it in Proverbs verse 18:24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. You got some people in your life? We all know what it's like to have the wrong people in our lives. Maybe you got the wrong people in your life right now. And maybe that's why your life is kind of falling apart. Maybe you've heard Pastor Damon saying, get in a group, get connected in your church, and you're not really sure because you already got your group of friends over here that you've been friends with for a while. And I'm telling you, if those friends aren't pushing you towards the promises and the goodness of Jesus, they are not your friends. Because true friends will always want God's best for you. And so that's why it's so important to get the right people in your life, people that have your back, people that'll surround you, people that'll care for you, love you, help you in whatever it is that you're going through. And when I talk about small groups, and when you hear your pastor talk about small groups, can I just say this on behalf of Pastor Damon and myself? We are in a group. Me and your pastor are in a group together. We are connected in a network of pastors all across this country, and Pastor Damon and I are actually in the same group. We call it the Brotherhood. And we do life together. We encourage each other. We pray for each other. We cry on each other. We pick up the phone and call each other if we're going through something difficult, if it's a difficult season of life, if a global pandemic breaks out and we're not really sure how to pastor our church, we call each other and say, what are you doing? How are you doing this? Can you meet yet? Are you meeting yet? No, still online, still. Like, we just try to say, hey, we're in this thing together. And so it's not just something that we're saying we want you to do. It's something that we're doing as well. And some of the best conversations that I've ever had have been with my brotherhood, my group of pastors. Pastor Damon and I, we Skype together, Zoom calls together, iPhone, you know, anything that we can. If there's something we need to talk through, we do it together. I went through something difficult a couple weeks back. It was just a hard moment. And I knew exactly where I needed to go and what I needed to do. First, I went to God and said, God, you know what's going on in my life. And then I was able to immediately go to the Brotherhood. I was immediately able to run to my brothers and go, here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what happened. Can you guys just pray for me? Can you give me some encouragement? Because I'm struggling right now and I just need you guys in this moment. And I'm telling you, my brothers are gifts from God. They are blessings from God in my life. And I am so grateful because they rallied and they just started speaking life into me and encouragement over me. And they didn't judge me for what I was feeling. They came and supported me. They had my back. And that's what the church is all about. Listen, I think sometimes we have the mentality of, well, I don't need to be in a group. I'm good. Yeah, well, maybe somebody needs you to be in the group to be able to share what you've been through in your life because they're going through the same exact stuff. It's not just about what you can get out of a group. It's about what you can give. When you plug yourself in and you plant some roots and you get anchored down in the house of God, that house should get better because you're going to bring the God-given gifts on the inside of you to help encourage and build up this church and the people of the church. And that's why it's so important. Come on, City Place Church. You got to let the right people in. You got to get people in your life that have your back. We are in a spiritual battle. The enemy would love nothing more than for you just to isolate yourself and just say, I'm just going to do my own thing. I don't need other people in my life. If you've ever watched the Nature Channel, and you've ever seen how a lion hunts, he waits for whatever an animal is to stray from their pack, to stray from their tribe. And when they're isolated, that's when he attacks. First Peter says that the enemy is like a roaring lion. He's just circling around. He's waiting. He's looking for who he can devour. And you're a much easier target when you're in isolation. But when you're surrounded, the enemy is like, I might try to be able to go after them, but if I go after them, then I got to deal with the rest of them. That's what the church is. We are better together. We're stronger when we come together. We fly under the banner of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And as a result, we build each other up. We show each other the same grace, the same mercy, the same love that God shows us. And when we fall, we pick each other up and we say, let's get back. Let's keep going. We're not giving up. We're not stopping because our best days are ahead of us, and God wants to use us to impact our city, our world in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen? Amen. Well, let me just close by saying this, that we've been talking about having the right people in your life. For some of you, maybe you're tuning in and you're joining us today, and maybe you don't have the right people in your life. That's first. But maybe you don't have God in your life, which really is the first thing. And today, somebody invited you, somebody shared this with you, and you're realizing for the first time ever, I'm missing something in my life. Maybe you've been searching for something for a while to bring you fulfillment, to bring you satisfaction, and you've tried a bunch of other things. I'm telling you, God is the only one that can satisfy you. He loves you, he knows everything about you, and he still wants a relationship with you. And that is only possible through his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, for my sins. And if you want a relationship with God, you can cry out to Jesus right now and he will hear you. So right now, wherever you are, I hope that you know that God loves you. I pray that your eyes are open, that your heart is opened for you to realize and understand, maybe for the first time ever, that what you've been searching for your entire life is Jesus. And if that's you, the Bible clearly says that if you confess your sins and you believe in Jesus, that he is the Lord, that he is the Savior, that he died on the cross for you, that you will be saved. If you want that relationship with God today, just tell Jesus, come into my life, save me, make me new, clean me up. I want to surrender my life and I want to follow after you. God hears your heart. He hears your prayer. And if you mean it right now, come on, somebody. That means Jesus just came in to live on the inside of you. Your life has been forever changed here on this earth. Your eternity is sealed in heaven. And that is the celebration of heaven right now on your life of what God just did in you. And I just want to come alongside and just join that celebration. Come on, City Place Church. Come on, can we celebrate the lives that God has changed today? Today. Well, come on, do me a favor. Hear our pastor's heart. Hear your pastor's heart. Get plugged in. Get anchored into your church. It was so good to be with you today, City Place Church. Pastor Damon, back to you.
Come on, City Place Church. Come on, can we celebrate all of those that made the decision today to follow Jesus? You did well today. Congratulations on behalf of my wife, Taisha, and all of City Place Church, all of City Place. You've done well. Congratulations. I can promise you that it is by far the best decision that you will ever make. Welcome to the family of God today. You know, I just want to encourage you, if you made that decision today, you do not have to do life alone. And in fact, I want to give you just a couple of next steps right now. The first one is, let us know the decision that you made. Our team has put together a virtual connection card, and that connection card just lets us know that you made a decision today. In fact, last week we celebrated people who were bold and they said, we accepted Jesus. And we were like, well done. And we were able to just connect with them briefly. And so if you would go to cityplacechurch.com/card, just tell us that you made that decision. Or our team is also putting up a number, 407-393-8426. And you can just text, yes, I accepted Jesus. But again, well done. Well done. The second step is I want to personally encourage you again. I did it at the beginning of service, but I want to personally encourage you to jump into a small group. We call them city groups. We believe that God has not designed you to do life alone, but he's designed you and I to function in community so that we can thrive. And like Pastor Adam said in his message, that sometimes you and I can feel like, no, I don't want to be a part of that. But can I tell you that you are a change agent? you are an encourager, and maybe God will place you in a group to be an encouragement to someone else. So again, you have my personal invitation. Sisterhood group, man cave, student group, young adults group. Whatever the group is, I encourage you to plug in. Again, here's the website, cityplacechurch.com/citygroups. Jump in, be a part, and let's just see what God can do in you and through you. Amen? Amen? I can hear you a little bit. Awesome. So glad that you've hung out with us in service today. The final thing that we're going to do today is that we're going to worship the Lord through our giving. You know, we believe that God has called our church to not just be a life-giving church, but to be a giving church. In fact, one of our core values is that we live to give. And every week we celebrate all that God is doing through your generosity. And so this week is no different. I want to say thank you for your faithfulness to God. I celebrate every single week how we've been able to make an impact in the kingdom of God. And this week is no different. So as you prepare to give, I just want you to know that God sees your worship today and your giving. And again, if by some chance you've been impacted in this season of crazy, please allow us to be the church. We want to come around you and support you in any way that we possibly can. So let us know. You can text that same number that we put up earlier. If you would love some support or maybe just prayer, this is what the Church of Jesus is here for. I'm going to get ready to pray. And then after I pray, let's go ahead and give. And then I can't wait to see you again next Sunday here at City Place Church. And as a reminder, don't forget, we get to see you in person on September the 27th at 10 a.m. as we're going church in the park at our Vista Lakes campus. We're going outdoors. We've got things planned for you, for your kids. It's going to be a great, great time to see each other again. And don't worry, we'll be online as well. But let me pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you for lives that were changed. God, we pray that you would bless Pastor Adam and Rebecca. God, we pray that you would just continue to bless Rise Church and the impact that they're making in Jacksonville. God, I pray that as we worship you through our giving today, I pray that the Church of Jesus Christ, City Place Church, will continue to make an impact in our city and around the world. We honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, City Place Church, thank you for being who you are. I can't wait to meet you in a small group or see you right back here next Sunday at City Place Church. Bye-bye, family. We love you. We'll see you next Sunday. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged by today's episode, and we have one final challenge for you. Take something that you've learned today or something that stuck out to you and share it with a friend or a loved one. Spread a little of what I like to call that wisdom wealth with someone else. Wherever you are, I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day.